Like many people, I'm a mix of cautious and curious. I like to think things through before I act. I'm also introverted and have a tendency to social anxiety. If I feel anxious about an outcome or like I may make a fool of myself or things may not turn out as I envision in my mind, I'm apt to say no without trying and move on to situations and activities where I have more control or skill or comfort. Have you ever felt that way? I know I've missed out on a lot of potential experiences because I've been too concerned about what other people may think of me, or I don't participate because I'm afraid I'll stand out and people will notice if I say something stupid or look silly. I stand to the side and observe instead of participate. In the space of 3 months, my life changed when I made one simple decision about how I wanted to experience my life. I'm here to tell you that I have learned what it means to say, "What have I got to lose? Give it a try." When I stepped off the plane in Puerto Maldonado, it was about 90 degrees and 80% humidity. Walking across the tarmac to the tiny terminal felt like pushing through a wall of heat. My clothes were damp by the time my friend and I picked up our duffel bags. Carlos, our driver, was there to greet us. With relief, we climbed into the cool minivan. My friend and I had arrived at the gateway of the Amazon rainforest in Peru, and were expecting to begin our 3-hour journey to a lodge in the heart of a protected wildlife reserve on the banks of Sandoval Lake. Instead, we were informed that we had a 4-hour delay while we waited for a couple who were on a flight coming in from Lima. "Since we have some time, would you like to go to El Serpentario?" I was asked. "The what?" "A sanctuary for rescued snakes." "I guess so," I said without enthusiasm. "It's really interesting," Carlos told me. My first thought was, not really. I don't like snakes. Then I remembered the pledge I made to myself at the outset of my adventure. Okay, let's go. Little did I know that snake really meant boa constrictors and anacondas. To me, those were scary snakes that poison people or squeeze them to death. In that oppressive tropical heat, Carlos took us on a tour showing us other rescued animals. An owl, a blind feline that looked sort of like an ocelot. Then we got to the building with the serpents. I saw many big and small boa constrictors. And admittedly, they are beautiful creatures when you study the patterns on their skin. Then Carlos asked me, "Do you want to hold one?" "What?" "No," is what I said in my head. "No way." Again, I remembered the pledge I had made before I left Los Angeles. I stood still as a statue while Carlos took a 6-foot boa constrictor out of its cage and put it around my neck. I wondered if it was like other animals and could smell my fear. What if it wrapped itself around my neck and strangled me to death? I tried to relax. I touched its skin. It was cool and smooth. I held its head in my left hand. I was still trying, somewhat unsuccessfully, to relax. I looked pretty silly on some of the pictures my friend took. But I did it. I said yes because I had promised myself that I would say yes to everything that I didn't think would put me in mortal danger. I said yes because I had said no and stood on the sidelines for too long. I said yes because when I thought about it rationally, Carlos was not going to suggest I do something that was dangerous. He didn't want me to get hurt any more than I wanted to get hurt. So I said yes. Plus, I had the words of my glamour technician, aka hairstylist, who I've known for 10 years, running through my head. "If you don't go, you won't know." I added, "If you don't go for it, you won't know." 2 trips to Peru changed my life. The first trip reminded me how much I love adventure and showed me I can meet any challenge I set for myself. The second adventure showed me how much richer life can be when I say yes. Being a solo entrepreneur, I couldn't help but equate a lot of what I discovered to business and to my clients. In fact, in my business life, on the web, I'm more extroverted and adventurous than in my real life. I experiment and try new tools and marketing tactics all the time. But a lot of my clients don't feel that way. And when I put the spotlight on how I behaved in my private life, you know, more cautious, less willing to put myself out there, I felt so much empathy for the men and women I mentor. I think this is a common experience. Have you ever had an idea or big goal you wanted to achieve in your business? You imagine what it will be like when you're there, how great it will be, how beautiful and perfect and simple to achieve. You start feeling anxious and maybe a little fearful. What will people think of it? They'll think I'm crazy or stupid. They'll judge me. What if it doesn't work or I don't make it? I'll be a failure. You think, maybe I'll just skip it. It's too hard and complicated and it probably won't work or I won't be able to pull it off. And nothing happens. You move on, feeling disappointed maybe, and also relief because you didn't fail or make a fool of yourself. Right? You ever feel that way? I have, and I've missed a lot of opportunities as a result. What would happen if you said, yes, what have I got to lose? My passionate belief is that you can be successful building an attractive, powerful presence on the web when you let go of fear and doubts and embrace uncertainty. When you say yes to trying and experimenting, even when the outcome is uncertain. When you open up to the fun and joy of sharing what you know and do so well with those whose lives you can transform for the better. The result may surprise and delight you. I said yes, and I discovered that boa constrictors don't eat people, and they aren't venomous. It's highly unlikely that a human would be killed by a boa. I surrendered to the experience, and now it's a special memory from my Peruvian adventure. When you say yes to the prospect of revealing yourself on the web and embracing a new path to more visibilities, you may discover more fabulous opportunities than you ever let yourself dream of. What have you got to lose? Give it a try and just say yes.